The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brom. Purdue hosts Ohio State on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right. Well, we're definitely excited about this upcoming weekend. We have a great opportunity to play a tremendous football team that is outstanding, great talent. They play hard, extremely well coached. A lot of great players, and the great thing is they know how to win, and they do it every week. So we've got our hands full, but I know this is a great opportunity for our players to play a team of this caliber, a great opportunity for our fans to show up and have a great time and watch a great opponent play. And hopefully we can go out on the field and play hard and keep it close and get this thing to the second half and see where it goes from there.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was just wondering, what have you seen from Blau in the last several weeks? Has just a big-time light come on? Obviously, he's been successful before, but what's just different about it, his play, his approach, and the way he's getting things done?
Well, I think the first thing is I've done a better job. I probably wasn't as aggressive with him at the beginning and didn't give as many opportunities to throw the ball vertical and up the field. And, you know, we went into the Missouri game knowing that we had to throw the ball a lot and make some big plays. Otherwise, it'd be a long day. And so we kind of opened up the playbook there, and he responded. He did a great job, made some big plays, put up some big numbers. And then we've just kind of taken it off from there. And I think he's a – great young man, does everything as hard as he can, gives great effort, a great teammate, a great leader, and he's played tougher. He's hung in the pocket a little bit more. He hasn't just gone to his check down right away, but definitely he's been in a groove lately, and he feels more confident, and we're happy for him that he has been playing well.
You know, teams have opted to attack Ohio State down the field a lot, which kind of seems to play into what your modus operandi is. But when you look at Ohio State's defense, do you see – opposing offenses taking shots, like I just said, and I don't know, what are your thoughts about that going into Saturday?
Well, I think Ohio State's a great football team. You know, what they do sometimes is they're going to try to take away some of your easy throws and make you throw it over their head, which I don't blame them because the chances of completing those are a lot less. But with that, every once in a while you're going to hit some of those, and that's what happened to them a few times. So we're going to have to kind of have the same approach and make sure that you know, if we're not getting our quick throws because they're up there tight on us, that we hit some throws up the field. And I think that, you know, they're 7-0, so they're doing a great job with what they're doing. But because of their aggressive style on defense and their ability to take away the quick throws, you are going to be susceptible to a little more deep shots if the team can complete them and get open. And that's kind of been the issue, is are we going to be good enough to get open? Are we going to be good enough to make those throws? Are we going to be good enough to block long enough to throw it vertically up the field? That's a concern. So all those things come into play, but without question, we have to find ways to create some big plays.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Jeff. I know you are pretty much holed up in the facility, but do you have a sense of just how excited Purdue is about hosting this game prime time? It's been a while since Ohio State played there.
Yeah, I do. I think without question, there's a lot of buzz around town. There's a lot of buzz around the community and on campus. And, yes, we're looking forward to it. I think it'll be a great atmosphere. I think our fans will be into the game. I think they're eager to continue to hopefully see Purdue improve and work our way up the ladder. And they understand this is a huge test and a great opportunity to play a very traditional powerhouse that's 7-0 right now and the number two team in the country, and rightfully so. So I think they're excited to not only see us play, but to see Ohio State play and to see the matchup and to just kind of see where we stack up and, you know, have a lot of fun on a primetime game, which we don't get here as much as some of the maybe the other schools. So it is a great opportunity for all of our fans to come out and have a great time and watch hopefully a good football game, and hopefully we can keep it close and hang in there as long as we can.
These are two explosive offenses. When you look at Ohio State's offense, what's the biggest challenge to try to slow them down?
Well, I think they've done a great job. They've got a very good quarterback who, even though he's a good athlete, he can throw the football, and he likes to throw the football. That's kind of what he wants to do. They've got good receivers, have a ton of experience. And they've become a pass-first team that sets up the run by throwing the ball. But, you know, if you're going to try to just take away the run, they're going to throw the ball every play, and they've done it successfully, and they've putting up a lot of yards. And like I said, I know their quarterback, that's what he wants to do. He wants to throw the ball. So this is a challenge for us. You know, this will be the first really team that we've faced that I think is this prolific in the passing game, has been this productive. You know, we had some struggles early in the season, giving up a lot of passing yards, so it is a concern. So we're going to have to find ways to, you know, put a little pressure on the quarterback, try to make him feel uncomfortable, and, you know, give him some different looks. And, you know, if we don't, it's going to be a long day for us. But I think their offense has played outstanding, and they've got great talent, and their quarterback has definitely taken charge and ran with it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Your next question is from Mike Carmeloff at Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff. Just wanted to ask about Marcus Bailey. You know, at Big Ten Media Day and throughout the offseason, you said he was the team's best player. Has he lived up to that, and if so, why?
Well, we love Marcus Bailey. You know, he loves the game of football. He goes hard. He's always wanting to get better and play great, and probably almost even thinks about it too much. That's how, you know, good he wants to be. So that's a good quality, and to this point, you know what? He's made a lot of plays. There's a couple times you'd think he would, you know, maybe find a way to get it done, and they've kind of made him miss a few times, but that's not a discredit to him. He's in on a lot of plays. He is our most active guy on defense. In my opinion, he's our most talented player on defense. Jacob Thieneman is definitely right there with him, is playing at a high level, but Marcus needs to be the leader of our defense. He needs to run the show. In order for us to win, he has to play well, and I think he knows that, and he takes on that responsibility well, and I'm definitely glad he's on my team, and he's a guy that I think that, you know, if he plays a great game, it will definitely help us.
You get any sense, extra motivation since it's Ohio State and that's where he's from?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's natural, and I think, you know, like everyone, they remember back to their high school recruiting days and how all that unfolded, and I'm sure he remembers that, and he wants to prove himself. He wants to prove that he's a productive big-time player, and I know this is a great opportunity, a big stage for him to showcase where he's at, and I know he's going to work hard this week to get ready to go, and I anticipate him playing well.
Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach Brown.
Your final question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Jeff, I know your offense gets a lot of attention, but the defense, I know last year it seemed like around this time really got going. Are you sensing that again, coming off of the last performance, the way your defense is playing, just getting into this second half of the season?
Well, I feel good that we've made improvement. We had some struggles early on, but that's going to happen occasionally when you have some new guys, and I think they've worked hard. You know, I think we still have some deficiencies we need to mask, but our approach has been more aggressive. I think we put our players in a better position to make plays and play aggressive and play downhill. I think because of it, our level of play has raised. Now, this will be a prolific offense that can do a lot of things, and they can run the ball when they want, but they like to throw it. And, you know, our pass defense, even though it's been better the last couple weeks, that's a concern, and we've got to prove that we can get to the quarterback and make him throw a little bit faster than he wants and also cover long enough. And but I'm happy with the progress we've made, and I like the fact that we are being more aggressive and giving our players a better chance.
Coach, thank you very much for your time this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.